Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 12, verses 30 through 37. The Reverend James Baumgartner is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. Our reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 12, starting at verse 30. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. And so I tell you, every kind of sin and slander can be forgiven, but blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. Make a tree good and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you, who are evil, say anything good? For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. A good man brings good things out of good stored up in him, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. But I tell you that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. For by words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned.
Grace, peace, and mercy be multiplied unto you by God our Father, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In our text for today, Jesus is responding to the Pharisees who had just witnessed him healing a demon-oppressed man. And of course, they start to grumble. Of course, they don't understand, and they refuse to believe him. In fact, they begin to equate the work of Jesus with the work of Satan. An accusation that falls apart once we truly look at the heart of who Christ truly is. And so it's the heart of the matter which Jesus really takes us to in this text. The heart of a person is the place where one's identity springs forth. 1 Samuel 16:7 reminds us that the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. And so the God who created your eyes, he sees you. And the God who created your ears, he hears you. And the God who created your heart, well, he formed you and fashioned you, and he knows the most intimate depth of your existence. He's present in the places within you where you hide what you most desire, your most profound secrets, and your ultimate truths. And this is why Jesus calls your heart a treasure chest. In fact, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The two are sort of one and the same. The Greek word there for treasure chest that's used is thesaurus. It's like the little book. I'll use, you know, you can use that rabbit hole on your own if you want. But a thesaurus contains the things that you most value, the things that define you at your greatest and your most important levels. And when you were fearfully and wonderfully made by the word of the Lord, it was Jesus who made this metaphorical treasure chest deep within you, a gift from his own heart so that you might hold the eternal wonders of his love as your identity. Your heart was designed with that purpose, holding heavenly treasures, eternal truths and promises. Just think on that. Just wonder in its beauty, awe at the goodness of our God. That human beings made in the very image of God were meant to freely possess the very things which even angels long to look into. And yet the most absurd condition we find ourselves in is that we fill this wonderful place with earthly treasures which moth and rust could easily destroy. Things which thieves can steal and things which death can part us from, which can never fulfill us in the end. Money and pleasure and power and fame and health and just worldly adventures even, right? We choose our vain pursuits, we fill it in our treasure box, and then we watch it blow away into the wind. Even deeper still, hidden under our good works and our smiles, this is the place where we harbor all of our shame. It's buried under lock and key are our secret sins and the evils which scar and stain these little treasure chests of ours. Embarrassing failures, ignorant sins, simple failures, and willful disobedience. And knowing this makes Jesus' words cuts all the more to the heart, right? You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? The good person out of his good treasure brings forth good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure brings forth evil. garbage in really does produce garbage out. You know, over the years, I've put a lot of junk into my treasure chest. You as well, I'd imagine, though, I'm still going to claim to chief of sinners in this room, even online as well. Not only do we focus our value on temporary and eternal things, or earthly things, but so often the sin that crouches at our door, using this treasure chest to hide and guard the things which condemn us in the end. And I've seen how those filthy false treasures, which I store up, spill out later into words and deeds, into my thoughts, into my intentions. But the Christian cries out today, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." And God is faithful to forgive and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so in our text, Jesus uses an example of a tree, an image that Scripture loves to return to again and again. Psalm 1, Jeremiah 17, that if you trust in the Lord and you seek His ways, you are like a tree that's planted next to a stream. Your roots reach deep into the living water and it nourishes you with life. And you can think of your heart being located right there in that position. Your heart feeds off of whatever you put into it. As Jesus says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. The treasures in your heart are made known by the fruit that it bears. And the Pharisees in our text, they were whitewashed tombs. The fruit that they produced was poisonous and rotting because it was born from a heart that quite simply had no faith in Christ. And by this, they were guilty of blaspheming the Spirit. That's the sin that is far from a single false word or just an accidental slip up of the tongue that some people worry about. No, blaspheming the Spirit is denying the claim that Jesus made about himself, that he is Lord. And when one denies the very source of life and truth and blessing, their heart cannot help but produce fruit of selfishness and fear in this world, encased and buried in a dry and weary land. It's a treasure trove of disease and filth, exchanging the lie for the truth, the temporary things that pass away for the eternal things that it was created to store. But not you, dear child of God. No, your heart was reclaimed by the Lord and buried next to living waters. And the Holy Spirit has gifted you in this faith, as a small as a mustard seed as it just may be. But that's certainly large enough, because in the kingdom of God, God chose the weak to shame the strong and the foolish to shame the wise. And so you cling to your Jesus in weakness, knowing that it's Jesus who clings to you in strength. And that mustard seed is the seed by which the Lord of heaven and earth will produce those fruits of repentance in your life. Every single day, your baptismal waters continue to pour forth from the springs of living water as they wash your heart clean in the name of Jesus Christ. The river of life flowing from his side, from his own pierced heart, it cleanses the darkest corners of your heart. For he has chosen you as his own treasure, folding you into his own heart of grace, because in him you are redeemed. And by his blood he has paid the debt, he has covered the iniquity, and he has buried your guilt. He truly does make all things new, and it begins anew today within that dusty old treasure box of your heart. The kingdom of heaven, Jesus says, is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up, and then in his joy he goes and he sells all that he has, and he buys that field. Well, Jesus laid down the riches of heaven. He exchanged the crown of majesty for a crown of thorns, and by his death on a tree he purchased you from death and hell. And he dug you up from the wastelands of sin, and he replanted you as his treasure within his own vineyard. You are redeemed through that price that he paid. For you are the treasure that this Lord of heaven and earth wishes to hold on to in his own dear heart, the apple of his eye, the pearl of great price. And this is the grace of our God, that he was not content for you to live with empty hearts and hopeless causes. From before the foundation of the world, he called you to be filled with the goodness of his mercy in Jesus Christ. And he has created you with a treasure box that holds the infinite truths of a creator's love. For the rest of all eternity, he will keep pouring out new joys into your heart and revealing new aspects of his glory and his majesty for you. For he is an infinite and a holy God. You have this beautiful treasure of the Lord to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. Dear Lord, renew these hearts of stone again and again. Claim us by your blood. Cover us in your righteousness. Fill us with the good measures of your grace so that the fruit of our lives would bless our neighbor in this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.